If you look more deeply into it, though, the issue of statues is far more complicated. When statues of Lenin were pulled down across Ukraine in 2014, and when the Firdaus Square statue of Saddam Hussein was pulled down in Iraq in 2003, many older Western conservatives rejoiced. Some younger progressives were less sure about celebrating. When the Islamic State destroyed ancient statues in Palmyra in 2015, there was condemnation across the political spectrum. Many of those responding to these events were the same people who responded very differently later when statues of Confederates and slaveholders were the focus. Statues are not neutral and do not exist in vacuums. Our reactions to them depend on who they commemorate, who put them up, who defends them, who pulls them down, and why. Saddam Hussein joined the Ba'ath Party at the age of 20 and, in the next two decades, rose through the party, seizing power in 1979. His ambition was great, to assert leadership of the Arab world and control the Persian Gulf. He invaded Iran's oil fields in 1980, leading to a long, expensive, and destructive war. He invaded Kuwait in 1990, earning the condemnation of the United Nations. In January 1991, there was a military response from an international coalition led by the US, including Egypt, France, Saudi Arabia, and the UK. In what became known as the First Gulf War, Saddam was forced out of Kuwait. Internationally, Iraq was humiliated. Northern and southern sections of the country were declared no-fly zones, where the air traffic was policed by American, British, and French forces. The country was slapped with ruinous sanctions and was banned from developing nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. Internally, it was stricken with rebellions, notably by Shia and Kurdish groups. Saddam put these down brutally.